This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, for tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, as always, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And just for good measure, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, why you're doing it, how you're doing it, thanks so very much. To the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Thanks to the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail center guys out there hauling the mail and the packages to where they need to go. Also, thank you to the suicide jockeys for keeping everybody in gas and diesel and jet fuel to get them to where they need to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people that sort the packages and get them out for the people that order them, and our Amazon delivery folks. A lot of them, you see them on the road all over the country. Now, we also want to remind you that you can go check out the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Yes, we're on Facebook, the official Captain's America Facebook page. But we're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. And we're also on Twitter as Captains America. Yep, the podcast is over there. Information about the shows over there on all those different websites. But our website itself, our website for the show, is the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things we have to offer, including the live stream for the show. If you can't hear this show anywhere else in your travels, you can go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and boom, you're on the website and you're listening to the program. There's a link there to click on and then take advantage of some of the things that we have there as well. Okay, out to California we go, and sunny California, where I can't tell what's going on because it's this bright light in the sky. Oh, wait a minute, that's the beacon at LAX. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us.
Well, we're looking up and we're looking for tiny balloons or aerial vehicles.
Oh, I forgot about 29 palms. Thank you, guys. I forgot about 29 palms, and I forgot about Ontario Airport as well, and John Wayne and all those other smaller places that are out there doing their thing. So I forgot about them. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I certainly am.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag. To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we don't forget to mention the words under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, could we use some of that right now based on all this nonsense we're seeing?
We really could. That's an understatement, yes.
Now, let me run some things by you, because I just got to thinking about this when I saw a news story come across my computer here. Department of Homeland Security, who leads them?
It's not Mayorkas, I believe, right?
And he's an incompetent boob. Would you agree with me on that one?
Yes, I suppose so, yes.
Health and Human Services is a former congressman from California, one of the people out there by you, and he's another guy.
Right.
What's his name?
Didn't Biden rename him?
What the hell? Whatever the name, but what is his name?
Oh, my gosh. It's right on the tip of my tongue. Now that I'm thinking about Joe Biden's new name for him, it's escaping me.
Well, what's his new name?
I can't remember how Joe Biden mangled it. I just remember he gave him a different name that day. And then, unfortunately, I think he probably went back after that whole thing and said, okay, this is what you're going to be known as now, because we can't say the president did it wrong.
All right, and then you got the Department of Energy secretary from Michigan, Granholm. She is just as worthless as they come.
Right.
I can't think of one thing that she's done that's been right, except look up at him. Smiling, going, oh, yes, you're so wonderful.
Of course.
And then we've got the Department of Transportation and Pete Buttigieg.
Right.
What a jackass. And still hasn't shown up in Ohio.
And probably won't show up in Ohio. And by the way, I think it's Javier Becerra. That's
yeah, but he called him.
About.
He called him Bacarara.
Bacarara, something like that, exactly. And oh man, I tell you, we never forget. I forgot his name, but we never forget what Joe Biden did.
Yeah, Bacarara.
Yeah, that's right. That's
he didn't call him Javier either. He called him something different.
Yeah,
like Julio or something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, of course, Pete Buttigieg is not going to go anywhere near Ohio right now because they can't control that. He wouldn't be riding in victoriously. He could have been, if he would have been addressing this problem from day one. Yeah. And he really could have done that, but he didn't do it.
And then I'm going to finish with the infamous Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense, simply because I can. And because he was the commanding general under Barack Obama that was given the task of pulling the troops out of Iraq, regardless of the consequences, and we all knew what was going to happen, we were going to wind up with a second revolution, and we did. We got ISIS, we got the caliphate, and we got it because he went along with Obama and just yanked everybody out.
Yep, that's right.
But what does that matter, right? What does that matter? Okay, well, we're coming back with more here to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kyle and I will be right back.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, and that's Frank Silvato. We thank him very much. He'll be coming in hour number four of the program, so make sure that you are around and listening to that. Hopefully, you will be able to be. Now, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, is brought to you by Relief Factor, a product that I take and I've taken for well over 9 years now. The reason I take it is because it works. Now, I've got back problems. I've also got problems with my left foot and ankle and leg. My back just plain old hurts from where it was fused when I broke it, not once but twice, in two different places, and they had to fuse my spine the second time to make sure that it wouldn't do it again. And that was an interesting adventure, I'll tell you that much. But my foot is the last time I hurt it was at the World Trade Center, and I've been paying for it ever since because I almost lost the foot at the ankle, and they had to attach everything, put everything back, and it's been a work in progress for those 22-plus years. But it has days where I'm really good and days where I'm really bad. There's no in between until I take Relief Factor. Then the inflammation that I get in my foot and my leg and my ankle goes away. The pain subsides. I still may have pain, but not like what I did. And I can walk a lot better. That's why I take it. Plus, it's got the natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is what causes the pain and the swelling to begin with. It'll go right straight to the source and eliminate whatever the problem is you got going on at that particular moment. And as I said, it is 100% drug-free. No drugs at all in this. None. Now, it costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. Very easy to get. You go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. You'll see the 1995 package right there. Order it. You'll get it fairly quickly. Take it the way it says. You should take it with breakfast in the morning, get it started, and see what happens. And if you don't need another one the rest of the day because it's working, then guess what? Thank your lucky stars. Some people only need one to get started. That's all it takes to get rid of the pain and the swelling. So there you go. Meantime, back at the drawing board here, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Professor.
Hey, Captain.
Now, back to the drawing board. I just asked you about the Department of Homeland Security and Health and Human Services and the Department of Energy and the Department of Transportation, where we have some of the most inept, inexperienced, unqualified people running those departments that we ever could have. And the world is laughing at us. You think that's a fair statement?
I think that is. And, you know, Captain, as we are keeping a running total of who Joe Biden reassigns or renames or reclassifies, we can't forget that he reclassified Lloyd Austin as, quote, the Secretary of the Military.
Yeah, that's a good name for him.
Yeah. So, yeah, we just keep a running total.
That's a good name for him. Okay. Now, let's talk about the American public. And they shouldn't expect to hear any adverse results from President Joe Biden's annual physical. After all, that is, from a national security standpoint, you don't go telling your enemies about any serious medical issues that your president might have. Now, this was coming from Dr. Jerome Adams. I don't know if you remember him or not, but he served under former President Donald Trump as the Surgeon General of the United States. Now, you know who I'm talking about?
Right, of course, yeah.
All right. Because there seems to be a hiccup of some sort in Joe Biden's physical exam that he was given. But we don't know what that hiccup is. They're not telling us. And Dr. Adams was merely saying that we really shouldn't know because it becomes a national security issue that's on a need-to-know basis.
Well, sure. No, I understand that. You know, we don't want President Xi, who may already know the results anyway, but generally speaking, we don't want to telegraph if there are problems with the American leadership, only because it can be exploited. But that being said, Captain, do the words healthy and vigorous sort of match up for his latest physical examination? I'm not so sure.
I haven't heard a word. Not those words anyway. Have not heard a word.
This is what they're saying. Yeah, this is he's being deemed to be healthy and vigorous in his latest physical.
Now, here is something that we should hear, and that is Pennsylvania U.S. Senator John Fetterman, who checked himself into Walter Reed, the medical center, on Wednesday to receive treatment for severe clinical depression, according to his office. And that is not good.
That is not good. We understand that the senator, according to the statements, has suffered from this throughout his life, we understand. And he evidently was cleared that he did not suffer a repeat stroke when recently he felt lightheaded, as you might recall. But certainly this is a very, very serious thing. He's in the hospital at this point for this. And so one wonders, and of course we wish him the best, as we always have. That he's able to recover and that he's able to be just fine. But it is a very serious concern, and especially for the people of Pennsylvania.
Well, I certainly believe that they knew about this when he was running for office, when he had to take some time off the trail. Remember that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, as I said, they say he's been afflicted with this for quite some time. But so, yes, I think it would have been known to the inner circle, at least.
And I also think that they're getting ready to turn the wife loose, which is something that they've wanted to do from the beginning, and make her the senator.
Well, and since we are keeping our running total, Captain, didn't Joe Biden speak to Fetterman's wife, and he called her, he said she would be
yep.
a, quote, great lady of the Senate.
Yep, he did. Sure did. I remember when he said it, and everybody's going, what?
Right.
Well, anyway,
Go ahead.
No, no, I was going to say, that's exactly right. So they understood, and of course, they needed to beat Dr. Oz. That was the whole thing. And Fetterman went out there and talked about the filibuster and abortion, and they won the seat.
Well, I want you to know something that was said in Washington, D.C. yesterday, and only in Washington, D.C. would they have the nerve to say this. You ready?
Okay.
Federal officials said the key to lowering inflation is to raising more tax rates.
I know. Honestly, Captain, you got people all across the country just putting their head in their hands. And they're saying, when is this madness going to stop?
When we get rid of Joe Biden and company.
Well, that's right. Well, and, of course, what was inflation when Donald Trump was on his way out of office?
Almost nothing.
Exactly. And here we go. So we're not blaming. Of course, they try to blame it on Trump. But if they continue to raise interest rates, we're going to see the stock market do the same stuff it was doing on Thursday, as I recall. And it's people aren't going to feel confident. They don't think that the government is finally fixing inflation and this kind of stuff. It's actually still really, really bad. And it's going to get worse. We fix it by getting people to get back to work, get our economy going in a robust, organic way. And it's doable. We saw it happen under Trump. It's not impossible.
Now, in the meantime, we're hearing that the U.S. export total is slowly crippling Russia's military because they're not getting the stuff they used to get. But yet we're being snowed under by the Chinese, who are just about doubling what they send to us that we send to them.
Well, right. And, Lord only knows how that's all gonna play out with the tensions as they're rising on both Moscow and Beijing relative to the United States and our allies.
Well, it's called quit ordering stuff from China.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Wall Street ended down sharply on the week on rate hike worries for what's going to happen next week.
Well, sure, yeah, just as we were just talking about, I think that if we continue to see the pain that has to be inflicted, see, this is actually the way these people talk. They say, it has to get more painful for you and me and our listeners. This doesn't make any sense.
Well, I got something.
We don't have to be under pain.
I got something more painful to get ready to go to break, and that was NORAD yesterday said, once again, more Russian aircraft tried to enter Alaskan airspace and were turned around by our fighter jets.
Yep, that's right. It's like they're pouring it on from both sides.
It's like an everyday episode now. All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I hope you get a chance to get outside, especially if you're down here. Take advantage of the weather. I'll be right back.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. The Boston Celtics are removing the interim tag from head coach Joe Mazzulla. He not only is now the team's full-time head coach, but he received a contract extension as well. He was named the team's interim coach in September after Ime Udoka was suspended for the entire season due to multiple team rule violations. Mazzulla has helped Boston to the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. A suspended state attorney in Florida is asking the state's highest court to reinstate him. Andrew Warren from Hillsborough County, home to Tampa, filed a petition with the Florida Supreme Court arguing the justices should put him back in office. The move comes after a federal judge said he was powerless to reinstate Warren, even though he ruled Republican Governor Ron DeSantis broke both state and federal law when he suspended Warren. Earlier this week, Warren appealed the decision to a federal appeals court in Atlanta. DeSantis ousted Warren in August, claiming he refused to enforce certain laws. Julio Flores, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You betcha. And that's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Pete. Okay, back to the telephone line we go, and we have got none other than Kyle Warren, a professor of policy. So what is it? Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, you know, continuing the conversation, U.S. reliance on emerging tech is beginning to worry a bunch of people, because from a military standpoint, it could really handcuff our forces in a war against China if we had to rely on emerging tech to tell us what to do, like artificial intelligence.
Well, sure. You know, we've also heard, too, Captain, recently about the quantum computing that China's looks like they're looking into very heavily,
yep.
These kinds of things. And certainly just the very chips that exist within a lot of our equipment. Of course, the military goes to great pains to try to compensate for that or to not have what could be compromised in their systems. But certainly the war of hacking, the electronic warfare is something that's going to be incredibly important in whatever the next conflict is.
Hacking.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, coming into trying to get into our systems. If you can turn off utilities, you can scramble things. How about with the balloon that we just saw?
Oh boy!
There's no reason to think they couldn't float something over that would be hard for us to figure out is coming, because evidently it was with this balloon and hit with an EMP. There's all kinds of stuff, and it just seems that they keep preparing to do these things, or they're constantly doing it. And Joe Biden and the whole of the administration seems to be focused on everything else in the world except these huge national security failures that we keep seeing.
Well, we're being told that the big balloon that came over with the two storage trailers down underneath it did have communications equipment in there and did have the ability to be able to direct it and change the directions that it was moving in, which is how come it did maneuvers that it did over our missile installations.
Right, and I think there's even the story out there right now that talks about the possible, AI helping with that, with the navigation of that. And certainly, Captain, it wasn't just like a balloon, like a birthday balloon that gets released and it kind of goes wherever it's going to go. They were able to command this thing to do exactly what they needed it to do.
Now, have you heard of the country of Moldova?
I think so. Yeah, it's Moldova. Yeah.
Yeah. Putin is eyeing that country as the next possible Russian target to take over a country.
This is, I hate to say, not surprising, but certainly it expands the war from his perspective, because what has he been wanting to do? He wants to acquire. He wants to continue to build back the Soviet Empire as he sees it, and trying to go down in history as Vlad the Great.
Well, it's small, it's easy to get to, and easy to get through.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But of course, we're hit the year mark here on the war in Ukraine, and there doesn't seem to be any end in sight of that. But certainly expansion is, I think, on everybody's minds at this point.
Now, we talked about Senator Joe Manchin being upset about President Biden's response to this train derailment and what the end result is, and the fact that he's downstream from all this, which is coming in his direction, and there doesn't seem to be any way to be able to stop this, unfortunately, from flowing in his direction. That's number one. Number two, we also know that new Senator Vance in Ohio has gone after Buttigieg, or Butthead, as I like to call him, saying, don't blame Trump for the train derailment. It's your responsibility, your fault. If the tracks were bad, it's because your people didn't catch it.
Well, right, and it's so pathetic for Mayor Pete to go after Trump or to try to blame it. It's almost like it's a built-in. They think it's a built-in monopoly get out of jail free card, right? It's it's Trump. Well, just the mere mention of the word Trump means that okay, oh, that's fine. Say no more. Say no more. We know that it's all fine. And it's all Trump's fault. That Trump down there in Mar-a-Lago, that kind of stuff.
Well, we need to be cautious but steady when using the consumers to try to buoy our U.S. economy, because right now there's this game being played by the government. Our economy is, to say, on shaky ground, the understatement of the year, right? Just like the song.
Yeah, on shaky ground, that's right.
Yeah, just like the song. It's obviously not all that solid to begin with. And it wouldn't take much for some real big-time problems to happen either. So, consequently, to have the government booing up the consumers and telling them how great things are and how, you know, now's the time to do this, now's the time to do that. Well, to a certain degree, it may be, but not everybody's got the money to go do what these people are talking about, do they?
Well, no, and traditionally, consumer spending is about two-thirds of the U.S. economy.
Yeah.
It's what holds it up. But what's happening now, Captain, is people are running out of money. They're running up their credit card debt. The credit card debts are a huge increase now, historic highs, and they're not going to keep doing that forever. And once the consumer gets spooked about this stuff, they're going to pull back. And I think we're already starting to see that. They are not going to go out and spend on big ticket items for one thing. It'll become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Now, it's way too early to be paying too much attention to these polls. But yesterday, a very much Democratic poll, the Quinnipiac poll, came out showing that Donald Trump was ahead of Ron DeSantis by 6 points for the 2024 nomination. I don't put much credence in that at all because it is a Democratic poll. And after all, who do the Democrats want to run against?
Well, of course. I think they'd rather run against Trump for now.
Yeah, they'd have more targets to shoot at, so they think. One last thing passing here. I don't want to get this forget about this. We lost Tim McCarver, Hall of Fame catcher, a big league catcher and big league broadcaster. He and Joe Buck were a fixture for a number of years on television. He died at the ripe young age of 81, so he lived a full life now. We lost Raquel Welch at 82 the day before.
That's very true, and they're very, very sad on both accounts. Yes.
And, of course, if you just joined us late, folks, Donald Trump yesterday was rescinded, given another life, if you will, the nine lives of a cat, in that no election fraud found on the Trump side of things in Georgia in the trial that they had there, and witnesses may have perjured it on the Democratic side. That could bring about some charges there against them. We'll see.
Yes, exactly right. But here we go again, you know, way after the fact, and Trump comes out okay, but it's not going to become headline news, shall we say, on different networks.
No. And finally, Vladimir Putin and the Wagner Group are targeting the Serbian government as protests have hit the capital of Serbia.
Yes, exactly right. Well, and of course, again, I think that that Putin is in a very – he's in the position now where I think he wants to go out in the blaze of glory. We know that his health seems to be faltering, at least from what we can tell, and he may be a man with nothing to lose at this point.
Well, we don't know what his health is, and we may find out later rather than sooner. And just like Joe Biden, we really don't know what the problem is. There seems to be something that was found yesterday. They're being very secretive about it. We don't know what it was. So hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and myself with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And there is some bad weather out there, especially in the southeast. We're going to tell you about it. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to the hardest-working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Took his hand and she led him along that golden beach.
can play that for the next 25, 30 minutes and just rock right along with it. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, Hollywood Nights.
Yeah, that still sounds great. So many years later, Bob Seger, literally one of the best.
That is classic. Absolutely. Spot on classic.
Yeah.
Yep. Doesn't get any better than that. And for the people out there in this day and age that think they know what music is, you have no clue. You have no clue. All right, well, let's take a look here at the weather. Snow, sleet, freezing rain is expected to impact portions of the Great Lakes region into New England and cause hazardous travel conditions today, tonight, and tomorrow. Now, there is a Kona low. That's a big-time moisture low that is headed probably the first part of the week into the northwestern part of the United States, to include Washington State, Oregon, and Northern California. So here we go again with that blessed event, right?
That's right, Captain.
So tell
exactly
us about
right.
So tell us about your weather out there.
Certainly. Well, again, up in Montana tonight, if you're heading east out of Bozeman through Livingston up towards Big Timber, you got a wind advisory going on there right now. And it's also dropping down to a place in Montana called Nye, which reminds me of the old days of Kingdom of Nye down there in Nevada. But this is a different Nye. It's up in Montana. But also tonight in Wyoming, Captain, if you're coming down Interstate 25, you do have winds for sure if you get down towards Casper, Wyoming, and on down towards the border with Colorado. But in the Casper area, of course, you've got a winter weather advisory there right now. Blowing and localized drifting snow is expected. Winds gusting as high as 50. It's 50 miles per hour. We continue with wind chill warnings over in Idaho Falls, Pocatello, up towards Dubois. We've got 15 to 30 degrees below zero, so be sure to get your fuel right. That's for sure. And we've got a wind advisory west of the east of Phoenix tonight down in Arizona. Not much other big problems to tell you about, except for we still are seeing some rain and snow in the Seattle area. Snow all around Seattle right now. It's going to go up towards Everett, down towards Tacoma, and we got rain coming across Interstate 5 around Longview, just a little bit north of Longview as you make your way towards Portland, Oregon. So do be careful out there.
All right, I'm going to start with Amarillo, Texas, because that's that little dot on the map on I-40 right there along the care of the Oklahoma line. And they've got a freeze warning there right now, tonight, a freeze warning. So that's another area where they're out there in the middle of nowhere, wide open plains and spaces. Don't know about the wind, but it's cold enough without having a wind. Don't worry about it. So it's one of those nights there. Now let's take a look up in Minnesota. And hello, George and company up there in northeastern Minnesota to include Duluth and about 100 miles west, right along the Canadian border. You've got a freeze warning up there. Temperatures are really cold. The same thing in the upper peninsula of Michigan. However, when you come over to the east side of Lake Michigan, over towards Lake Huron, you have got snow all across Michigan over into Detroit along I-90, I-94, I-75, snow. So that's what you're going to be looking at over that-a-way for quite a ways. You'll pick up the snow again over around Ripley on I-90. And that snow will go to Buffalo, it'll widen out, thicken out, become a bigger band, go over to Rochester, then we'll narrow up a little bit, go up along the lake, Lee Shore, Lake Ontario, up around Oswego, Pulaski, up north of Brewerton, and then up through Sandy Pond all the way to Watertown, and you're going to have snow all the way along to St. Lawrence, all the way across the upper part of New York State. You're going to have it in the northern part of Vermont. You're also going to have it in the northern part of New Hampshire, and you're going to have it in the northern part of Maine to include Presque Isle up there where you go up to get your French fries. It's going to be snow and winter storm warning up there. Be careful. Wind, gale warning coming down along the Atlantic coast from Nova Scotia down to Cape Cod, and then that continues down to Long Island and continues along the Jersey coastline down to Cape May. So that's what you got there. Now, in the meantime, we've had a little bit of a change in the weather in West Virginia and also over in Kentucky. The mountains of Kentucky, the mountains of West Virginia, you've got a lot of rain, you've got a lot of flooding going on there right now. The severe weather seems to have let off for the moment, so I don't see any severe warning watches. I do see flood warnings in particular up there in West Virginia, especially around Wheeling and over towards eastern West Virginia. So there you go. Now, you got some wind along the Gulf of Mexico to take you all the way from up there around Big Bend, over through Tallahassee, over through Pensacola, over through Pascagoula, Mississippi, down around New Orleans, over to Houston, and all the way down to the bottom of the line, Brownsville, Texas. So that's what you got. Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, the Pilot Flying J brings you the Trucker's Highway Bible Report. We appreciate them so very much. And, Danny, I hope you had a good time there at that Flying J that you were in. Those guys were in the Flying J yesterday, remember?
That's right. Exactly right.
With the Trump bus.
With the Trump bus, exactly. And that's right. And you can find out more about the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers by going to PilotFlyingJ.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. You'll catch Kyle on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Meantime, we're going to jump right into the telephone line again, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So Vladimir Putin and the Wagner Group are targeting the Serbian government as protests have hit the capital of Serbia.
Yes, sir.
What are they doing?
Well, a lot of times it comes down to having operatives in the country. And here in the last few weeks, Putin has looked at any of the leaders over in, I would say, Eastern Europe, and they decided to send in operatives and spies, and they start disrupting, like they were citizens, these operatives, and they start disrupting the citizenry. So they start with the protests. And, you know, Serbia has... It's been calm for a lot of years, but it has had some issues. But they've been doing this in Eastern Europe, Moldova, Bulgaria, and yeah. So that's really what is happening. I mean, it's part of asymmetric warfare.
Well, the rumor is that Moldova is next.
Correct. And interestingly enough, about a 2 weeks ago, I think it was, Zelensky had captured, his forces had captured some of the Russians, and they found the plot where they were going to take over Moldova.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com, go over there, check out the stuff that she does. And we'll be right back with more right after the top of the hour news break.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-9...
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions. Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.